Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Lauren Boebert's ex-husband, Jason Boebert, was arrested and booked on 6 charges in Colorado this week, RadarOnline.com can confirm. The arrest came just 3 days after an incident between the former couple transpired over the weekend. In a sudden development to come after Boebert and her ex allegedly engaged in a physical altercation at a Silt restaurant on Saturday night, Jason Boebert was arrested on Tuesday and booked on 6 charges. According to Garfield County Jail records, the GOP congresswoman's ex-husband was arrested and booked for third-degree assault, prohibited use of weapons, obstructing a peace officer, harassment, disorderly conduct, and third-degree trespassing. It is currently unclear if Jason's arrest on Tuesday was connected to the alleged altercation with House Representative Boebert over the weekend or a separate incident that transpired sometime after Saturday night. The New York Post reported that 5 of the 6 charges against Boebert's ex are misdemeanors. The 43-year-old could face up to 10 days behind bars and a hefty fine if found guilty of the charges against him. Jason was ultimately released from jail on a $2,500 bail following his arrest and booking on Tuesday. Additional reports indicated that the GOP lawmaker currently does not have a pending criminal case against her in the Colorado country where Jason was arrested on Tuesday. As RadarOnline.com previously reported, Jason's arrest on weapon and assault charges this week came just 3 days after he was involved in an alleged physical altercation with his MAGA Congresswoman ex over the weekend. The incident unfolded at the Miners Claim restaurant in Silt on Saturday night, and Jason claimed that he was the victim of domestic violence after Boebert allegedly punched him in the face. The MAGA House representative has since denied her ex-husband's accusations. She called the incident a sad situation and cited the alleged altercation as another reason why she is seeking re-election in a different Colorado district later this year. "This is a sad situation for all that keeps escalating and another reason I'm moving," Boebert said in a statement released on Monday. "I didn't punch Jason in the face and no one was arrested," she continued. "I will be consulting with my lawyer about the false claims he made against me and evaluate all of my legal options." Jason later said that he planned to ask Colorado authorities to end their investigation into the alleged incident and his ex-wife. "I don't want nothing to happen," he said on Sunday, 2 days before his arrest. "Her and I were working through a difficult conversation." Although no arrests were made in connection to the incident at the Miners Claim restaurant on Saturday night, a law enforcement source confirmed that an active investigation was underway in connection to the suspected altercation.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.